I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm free with Minister Diane Jones. Ladies, this is the show that's here to give you stories of hope and healing from someone who has been there, someone who has fought back from the horrors of incest. Minister Diane's innocence was stolen from her in the land of alcoholism and mental illness, which led to her being emotionally, physically, and sexually abused by her parents. Yet in spite of the trauma of her early years, she went on to become a successful wife, mother, registered nurse, and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Plus, she's a virtuous woman who can help you find that woman in your life. Don't let the weight of this world or things that happen to you control your life. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet. And now, here is your host, Minister Diane Jones.
Hello, hello, people, saints, friends. It's that time again. Yes, it's time for me to offer hope and healing, to equip the people of God, to increase awareness of sexual abuse. As I was writing my notes, I realized and I remembered that that was our original mission when we started this radio program in 2013, September 2013. One of our goals was to increase awareness of sexual abuse. And I started out doing the show based on my own book, The Story of Me, and the sequel to my book, Overcoming Sexual Abuse. And for the first several years, that is all we really talked about. That's all I really addressed. But after a while, the Lord allowed me to expand my topics, and I still touch on the topic of sexual abuse whenever I have the opportunity, whenever something comes up. And it just so happens that something very significant recently occurred. The end of the actual last day of March that I will be addressing in tonight's show, that is definitely an abuse of what God created sex for. And it's definitely an attack on the sexes, the male and gender sexes. But I'm not going to go there off the top. I'm going to do what I usually do when you haven't heard from me in a little bit. It hasn't been as long as the last time, but I want to do a little catching up first. I like to remain accountable so that you know that I have not been off lollygagging around, okay? So, what have I been up to? A lot, okay? I've been doing some behind-the-scenes housekeeping, if you will, some behind-the-scenes work, work that is just as important as the show, as being doing lives, as doing podcasts, as ministering the word and whatnot. I have been working on equipping the saints' records, catching up records. I'm fulfilling multiple roles for the ministry, that of secretary, that of treasurer, that of director, and anything else in between. My daughter is still the assistant director, and she does still help me a lot. But in fulfilling those roles, I have been working on record keeping, catching up on annual reports. I completed the annual report for 2022. Tax prep for 2023. My daughter was in town, and when she's in town, she always helps me with anything that we need to to handle while she's here. So we had our annual business meeting for Equipping the Saints Ministries for 2024. That's kind of early. We just decided to go ahead and do it now. We usually don't try to get to it until the end of the year. December is our target date, but it hasn't been working out that way well, so we're just doing the best that we can. So while she was here, we had our annual business meeting, and we, because I finished the 2022 annual report, we signed those documents and made those official. I don't know that any of you would be interested, but the report is available for 2022 for anyone that has been faithful in listening to the ministry and wants that information. What else can I say here? Yeah, while she was here, we got in the yard. We did some yard work, basically preparation for landscaping. The yard is my home, but it is also the headquarters for the ministry, so I do try my best to keep it up, make it presentable. Oh, so those are some of the things that I have been up to, and of course, that does not include the everyday usual duties that do come up, ministry calls, bills, just whatever duties come up, okay? I'm doing my best to stay on top of things. It is an ongoing challenge, one that I have to pray continually and ask the Lord to give me strength to do, one that I sometimes question whether or not I am still supposed to be doing all of this because it's mostly primarily me and Sister Chanel and a few others. We have a faithful supporter of the work, Brother Calvin. You guys have heard me mention him a few times. So like you, I need reassurance from the Lord all the time. Okay, that this is what He wants me to continue to do. And saying that, putting that out there, I noticed when I did the 22 report that we did not do any active work to recruit, to try to find new volunteers or board members. We just continued to do what we knew to do and what needed to be done. But I just wanted to take a moment to at least throw that out there. We are and have been seeking the Lord for help. We have been asking the Lord for help. I don't know if it's because there are no other like-minded people, that there are no other people that are have the same vision as we do. I don't really know what the reason is. Sometimes the enemy wants to tempt me to think that it's because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, that the help would be available. And I have to pray about that, and the Lord has to encourage me that that's not the case. So I am just taking a moment, though, to extend the invite. If there is someone locally in the Waldorf, D.C., possibly Virginia area, I don't know if you'd want to come that far, who is interested in the work that we are doing and wants to support the work with your time and efforts and even possibly finances, please reach out to me. Please reach out to me. My contact information is on our radio show page, but you can reach me at ETS Ministries. Ministries, that's the word ministries, INC, at gmail.com. Okay, I can at least hopefully remember to put this in the 2024 report that I did make some active effort that I did throw it out there. All right. So what else did we do since you all heard from me last? I posted this on our Equipping the Saints Facebook page. We hosted a Resurrection Day Fellowship at our headquarters, my home, on 3/31, the day that is designated as Easter for most people, but Resurrection Sunday for us. It was a blessed, wonderful time. It was a wonderful time. Chanel and I really, and my grandbaby even, really desired to have fellowship and companionship. And we invited several others to join us, and another family took us up on the offer, and they invited others to join us too. And it just ended up being two families, but it was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was intimate. It was joyful. We feasted. We enjoyed and reverenced communion. We played biblical games, games that I have not played in years, that I learned when I was a youth, when I was a young lady around the time that I first got saved myself, and I have had a desire to share those games with others. And so I got to do that. I got to do that. And I don't know, it was like probably, it was after midnight, I think, by the time we finally forced ourselves to end the fellowship. The babies were tired. The babies were grumpy and tired. Well past their bedtime. It's almost break time, so I'll have to come and finish this up after the break. All right, y'all.
Has a tragic past shattered your future or your now? Don't let it. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. And we'll be right back after these.
Equipping the Saints Ministries. Our mission is to equip and mature the people God calls to do the things they are called to do with confidence and boldness, to create soldiers for the army of the Lord, and to impact our communities. We are home-based in Waldorf, Maryland. If you would like more information, you may email us at etsministriesinc@gmail.com or write to us at ETS Post Office Box 72, Waldorf, Maryland 20602. If you are not local, you may participate via conference calls, and we can make information available to you by email. ETS. The Story of Me is a captivating and inspiring account of a woman able to overcome incest, physical abuse, abandonment, and neglect to find a second chance at happiness. It is a story for those who have been rejected, who have dreamt and fallen short, who have survived traumas such as molestation, rape, or incest. The Story of Me is very inspirational for those who may find themselves in Jones's story. You may purchase your copy of The Story of Me online at authorhouse.com, this show's host page, amazon.com, or any of the major bookstores. The Story of Me.
back to I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be, I'm Free on TogiNet.com, the show dedicated to helping women find their way back to themselves after innocence was stolen by incest and abuse. Helping you heal, it's what we're all about. It's I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be, I'm Free on TogiNet. And now, back to your host, Minister Diane Jones.
Okay, so I was catching up, letting y'all know what I've been up to. I'm not sure if I made it clear that when the girls, when my daughter and my grandbaby came in town, that Chanel was working just as hard as I was, or maybe even harder, in the yard to help tidy up the headquarters. I could not do all that needs to be done if it wasn't for the wonderful, dedicated and loving daughter that I have. I'm so thankful for her friendship and her fellowship and her support. So while she was here, we handled yard work. I think I did mention the annual business meeting. We ended up having a wonderful time of fellowship for Resurrection Sunday celebration. We had King and Queen of the Chair. We played Bible drills. It was just truly a wonderful time, and it was a lot of work. You know, it was work because we did the prep, and I did most of the cooking, and Chanel and Nevaeh helped set the table and whatnot, like we like to do. But we both agreed affirmatively that it was worth every minute of it, and I do believe the Lord was glorified in our efforts, and that's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. It was a time to honor the wonderful sacrifice, selflessness that the Lord gave his life that you and I could be saved, that all mankind could be saved if they wanted to, and they would not have to be eternally separated from the Father. Okay? So, having done that, let me say a few. I'm looking at my notes. Yeah, okay, I did want to also mention that based on the 2022 report that I did, we still had considerably good stats of listeners. So, the highest month of listeners was in the 11,000 range. So in spite of the fact that I cannot do shows as often as I want to, the Lord has still maintained the viewers, and you all apparently are still interested. And I am so thankful. I'm thankful to the Lord that those are the kinds of things that do tell me that this work is still necessary, that it is still needed. When I go back and look at these things and I see those things, it's like it's a good reminder that somebody is still listening. I actually had a talk with some of you might remember Mrs. M. We called her Mrs. M many years ago. She was a good friend and mother and coworker many, many years ago. I had a good talk with this person not too long ago, and she surprised me and told me that though I don't hear from her, she still tunes in. And when I say hear from her, I mean like on the radio or on the social media platforms, but she surprised me and was telling me about some of the shows that me and Chanel had done. So that was a tremendous blessing. I would like to invite you all to reach out to me, though. It would really be good to hear from some of you. You can do that by the email that you just heard, the ETS Ministries Inc. email. You can do it by the the I don't even remember what you call it, but I had some messaging app applied to our show page, which I haven't been very happy with it. It even if you use it, it doesn't show up the way that I wanted it to show up. So, you know, that's one option. If you go on our show page, you'll see the ability to chat there. But I would really just love to hear from some of you all. Email is a good way. Or you can go over to our Facebook page and send us a message there. You can send us a message there. Just, you know, log on, type some messages. I don't know. You know, just say hi to me. Say hi to me. Let me know. Share a testimony. Share something about how this work has impacted your life. It would just really be special. Would just really be special. Okay? So before I move on, I did want to at least say that. And thank you all for listening. I pray, and I'm assuming that because you are still listening, that this has been a blessing to you, that it has enriched you spiritually, that it has made a difference in your walk with the Lord. Okay? So what other things can I do before I get into my topic tonight? Oh, couple of prayer requests. I did post this on our radio ministry page. The details, there's a little bit more detail on that page, but I am sending out a request on behalf of Chanel, my daughter, and our assistant director. She is engaged in a spiritual battle that is, I won't say new territory for her, but it seems to be very intense. She's been involved in similar battles like this before, but it seems to really be bothering her and causing her to seek the Lord more and even to fast about the situation. So I told her that I had put a prayer request out on the ministry Facebook page, and I'm doing the same thing on the radio page. And then the brother that I mentioned, Brother Calvin, you know, he's one of our most dedicated supporters of the ministry, and he is dealing with some concerning health issues of his own and health issues in his family, and even some more serious things that have impacted his family greatly, legal matters and just personal matters. So I'm requesting prayer for him as well. And I am requesting prayer for myself. I put this on the page as well, but some of you may remember that I did a series of shows several years back when I got involved with some legal battles regarding my family's mineral interest, oil and gas mineral interest. We were heavily involved with a bankruptcy case with an oil and gas operator called Samson Resources, and that battle went on from basically 2015 to, wow, I want to say, I think it was about 2018 before it ended for us, and our cases ended up being, our claims ended up being dismissed. The Samson prevailed. I did a lot of detail on that, so I'm not going to do a lot of detail on it now, other than to say that I am still involved in some legal battles pertaining to this same matter. Excuse me. I am involved in something I feel that is very big right now that should turn out good for me and therefore my family. I'm working on something that I believe the Lord inspired me to do to help in this situation. So I'm just asking for you all's prayers that I will have the complete victory in this matter. Some battles do take years, you guys. Some battles take a long time. This bankruptcy battle started in 2015, but this overall situation came to my attention in 2012, and it's involved more than one battle. So some battles do take years, and I have had times of discouragement. I have had times where I've wanted to quit, where I've wanted to walk away, where I have felt that the legal system is not just, is not fair, is not certainly not righteous. We've won some battles and we've lost some battles, but the battle is not over. So I'm just asking for your prayers so that this will come to a head, that I will have the victory in every area that I'm supposed to have the victory in, so that I don't have to continue this battle and so I can enjoy the benefits of my efforts. All right. So I think that covers a lot of what I've been up to, because I've been up to that. I've been involved in that since you heard from me last. So since you heard from me last, I will tell you what I'm going to get into tonight. I'm going to call this topic, Our Mission Continues. I think I'm going to call this Our Mission Continues, because I'm revisiting the topic of sexual abuse, and I'm doing it because of something that occurred also on 3/31/24, and that is, time for a break. So you have to wait.
Has a tragic past shattered your future or your now? Don't let it. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. And we'll be right back after these.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same. But if that 150-pound person takes a one-hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
A black nurse. This narrative is about the struggles of being a black woman and a black professional in a society bound with racial and gender bias. She has hopes, dreams, needs, a purpose, and aspirations, but faces constant opposition to fulfilling these basic human requirements. Like so many people of color before her, she achieves some measure of success, but her success is minor compared to what she must do to achieve it. It's time for a change. Get your copy today from AuthorHouse.com, this show's host page, or any major book retailer like Amazon.com. A black nurse.
Thank God I am free. I am free.
Welcome back to I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet.com. the show dedicated to helping women find their way back to themselves after innocence was stolen by incest and abuse. Helping you heal, it's what we're all about. It's I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet. And now, back to your host, Minister Diane Jones.
All right. Well, I forgot to let you guys know that I am drinking a beverage tonight. I'm not drinking hot tea because it's very nice over here in my neck of the woods. I don't even know if it, currently it's 72 degrees. So it may have been even higher than that earlier in the day. But I am sipping my iced tea, my lemon iced tea. So I hope you're enjoying your beverage. If you're not, get it on the next break or get it while you're listening, okay? We got to keep that going. That's been part of my show for years since we started, all right? So, yes, a few things occurred that are worthy of coverage, that are worthy of discussion, and coincide with our mission to increase awareness of sexual abuse, okay, to also offer hope. I don't know if you're going to agree with me when you hear what I'm talking about, but hopefully if you listen to the end, you'll get it. You'll get my point, okay? So reading from this proclamation, this is going to give it away. On March 29th, 2024, this I pulled from the White House, okay? And it is called a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2024. All right. I began to hear talk about this on my regular Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. Some people that I'm friends with, made it known, as well as other podcasters were voicing their frustration and disapproval of this. And at the time, all I did was saw a very short, a snippet, basically, of what Biden had written. I saw a very short snippet of it. I heard some comments about it, but I today decided to pull up the proclamation myself because, I just wanted to do my own homework. And let me just read this to you. I'll read a significant amount of it, maybe not all of it, but it says, on Transgender Day of Visibility, let me pause for a minute there because, for one thing, I did not know that this was something that has been going on. This was not new. I initially thought that this was something new, that Biden had made this proclamation as a new thing for this year. But this is something that has been going on for some years now. I think I saw something as far back as 2014. So, I don't quote me on that, okay, but I think I saw something as far back as 2014. So back to the proclamation. We honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union. There are just so many contradictions in that opening statement, but I'm not going to get stuck there, okay? Where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. Well, all people are created equal in the eyes of God. Treated equally, that is not true across many areas, actually. It's supposed to be true. We were all created equal according to God and supposedly according to our Constitution, but that is not true in many areas, unfortunately, because of human nature, because of the fallen, the sinful nature of mankind. It goes on to say, I am proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that the LGBTQI plus community can live openly in safety with dignity and respect. Like I said, first paragraph, multiple contradictions. Second paragraph, doing the same thing. Contradictions, things that are impossible, impossible to coincide and to coexist with each other. I am proud to have appointed transgender leaders to my administration and to have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military. I am proud to have signed historic executive orders that strengthen civil rights protections in housing, employment, healthcare, education, the justice system, and more. I am proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law, ensuring that every American can marry the person they love. I thought that Obama had already done that. Maybe that was called something different. That's interesting to me. Let me pause here and say, more contradictions. The pride stands out to me. I'm proud, I'm proud, I'm proud. What is that? One, two, three times? This just, if I wasn't so... I don't know. I was going to say, if I wasn't grounded in Jesus, I would be furious. I would just literally be furious. But this is old at this point. It's kind of old at this point. It's already clear that this is the agenda of not only this administration, but the previous administration, to increase pain and suffering and misery, to increase, because anytime you rebel, anytime mankind rebels against God, that's what it produces. That's what it produces: pain, suffering, misery, and destruction in the interim as well as in the end. Okay? So to me, it's just, in my notes, I put, I hear the voice of Satan talking. I hear the voice of Satan in this proclamation. This is Satan's prophet. This is Satan's mouthpiece, okay? People like me, we speak on behalf of God, and we speak on behalf of what he says is right, what he has put in his word. There's so many ways that I could approach the fact that this is ungodly. I've done it before. I could start with something as basic as God created man and woman. In the beginning, he created man and woman. After he created the earth and the, the trees and the foliage and the animals, and then he created man and then he created woman. I could start there. Then I could move on into the Old Testament laws that tell you about men lying with men, women lying with women, lying with animals, beast, how all those things are an abomination. I could tell you how those laws also talked about men not wearing anything pertaining to women and women not marrying anything pertaining to men. So I could spend a lot of time on that, but I would never get through this show. So I'm just going to shorten my comments at this point by saying I hear the voice of Satan. This name, transgender, it would not even be possible. It would not even exist without surgery, without the ability to perform surgery. The surgeons that are performing these procedures would not even be able to do the procedures if Satan had not enlightened them on how to perform such wickedness. If you study the Word of God, you find that that is exactly what was going on in Noah's day. If you study the Word of God, and if you study, because there are other books like the Book of Enoch that give you even more insight into what was going on. It's in Noah's day, and how the fallen watchers, the fallen angels, were the ones who gave insight to the men of those days how to do wicked things, how to wage war, how to create war instruments, how to create potions. Birth control potions even were started way back then, okay? And those are the very things, of course, in addition to the corruption of the human race, because the fallen angels chose the women that they wanted and intermingled with those women in a perverted, ungodly way and produced giants in the land. So all of those things were the things that were going on in the days of Noah, and exactly why the world as we knew it then was destroyed. Okay, so back to my point, Satan is the one who inspired the surgeons to even be able to perform these procedures. Transgender people would not even exist if there was no such thing as this type of surgery. And also the pharmaceuticals, when used this way, are considered sorcery, according to the scriptures. So it just reeks of evil. It's just nothing but wickedness and rebellion against God. But here, Biden is the writer of this proclamation, and he's talking about how proud he is to advance these types of things. Okay. Satan's prophet. I'll be back after the break.
Has a tragic past shattered your future or your now? Don't let it. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. And we'll be right back after these.
Millions of people are sexually abused each and every day, not just by rape, child molesters, or pedophiles, but by choice and through lifestyle preferences. Who would enjoy being raped again and again? Why is rape spiritual as well as physical? Can a sex offender be healed from abusing others? Find answers to these and other questions in the pages of Overcoming Sexual Abuse by Minister Diane Jones. Available online at authorhouse.com, this show's host page, amazon.com, and any major bookstore. Overcoming Sexual Abuse.
I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm free on TogiNet.com, the show dedicated to helping women find their way back to themselves after innocence was stolen by incest and abuse. Helping you heal. It's what we're all about. It's I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm free on TogiNet. And now, back to your host, Minister Diane Jones.
All right, so our mission continues to raise awareness about sexual abuse and its consequences, all right? This particular topic is about a proclamation that Joe Biden issued on March 29th that 3/31/24 would be Transgender Day of Visibility, okay? So, as I was saying before the break, I hear the voice of Satan the agenda of Satan in this proclamation. I see and hear the agenda of Satan in this proclamation. If I had to translate what is being said here, I would say that Satan wishes to increase the perversion in the land. Last I knew, the LGBTQ, before it even added the I plus population, was only in the one percentile. That was probably over a year ago, I know, maybe 2 years ago or so. I'm sure that it has increased since then, and that is exactly what this administration wants. This is what they're trying to do. He goes on to say, the transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. They have not been, but he wants that to be the case. So he's decreeing it. He's declaring it, okay? They deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. Well, they were already their true selves before they mutilated themselves. So they already had that right. So the contradictions continue. They already had that right. Okay, it's deception. It's deception, and it is having your conscience being seared that makes anyone confused about their gender. There are some deep-seated spiritual issues, emotional issues, and then they add to that physical issues once they have these procedures, because I have watched stories of people who transitioned and who are now opposing these surgeries, who are now accusing the perpetrators of these surgeries of preying upon them, causing them more emotional harm and physical harm, because once they transition, they cannot undo it, and they faced even more physical problems than they had, okay? Extreme things are being done to these bodies, these people's bodies, okay? So I won't get stuck there. He goes on to say, but extremist, now get this, if this is not the devil talking here, extremist, now extremist would be the normal people. Normal people are now extremists because he says extremists are proposing hundreds of hateful laws. It's hateful in Biden's administration's mind. It is hateful to want to protect the human race. That's hateful, okay? Because if the majority of people become transgender, or 50% of the people become transgender, there's no more population. There's no more human population, okay? But in their twisted, wicked minds, it is hateful to propose laws to protect the human race, okay? Let me jump down because I'm going to run out of time. He blames the suicidal rate increasing and the mental health crisis increasing in the past year on this hate, what he calls hate. He doesn't blame it on the confusion and the perversion and the mental and spiritual issues that the people already have. They already have issues, okay? But he blames it on the people that are standing up for what is right in God's eyesight, first of all, because God is the creator of man and woman. And then secondly, those that just are normal, male and female, and who want to maintain what is normal, okay? If you want to get the whole scoop, look it up. You could just type it in, Proclamation of Transgender Day or something like that, and you'll see it come up, okay? Because there's like another page here, and I don't want to run out of time on finalizing my thoughts on this. No one should require surgery to become their true self. Not when it comes to your sexual orientation. No one should require surgery to become your true self, okay? I know that there are unusual cases of, I think they call them hermaphrodites, where they're born with both sexes. That's not normal, okay? That's the exception. That is also the result of living in a fallen world, and, you know, like a birth defect, basically. Nothing should be based on that in terms of selective, elective surgeries to try to change your gender, okay? Please resist these efforts. Please support your congressmen who are trying to oppose the Equality Act. He goes on to talk about this. He says, I continue to call on Congress to pass the Equality Act to codify civil rights protections for all LGBTQ1 or I plus Americans. He doesn't mention the fact, of course, that that would take away many of the God-given rights for males and females. Normal people. He doesn't mention that fact. He doesn't talk about the fact that how it will impact nonprofit organizations like churches and religious organizations that don't believe in any of this stuff. Of course, he doesn't talk about any of that kind. It's just like Satan to tell you half truths to trick you. Okay? And in the end, he calls it love. He says, today we send a message to all transgender Americans that you are loved. Love does not add to someone's misery. Love does not pervert the truth. Love does not damn anyone's soul to hell, okay? Because according to Scripture, anyone that does the behaviors that go along with this transition, and anyone who lives that lifestyle, will be damned. Love doesn't do that. Love doesn't do that. Satan already knows that his time is short. He already knows his outcome, and he wants as many people to go where he's going, which is to hell and the lake of fire, as possible. So please, please, please be careful of this. I was going to talk about the other extreme that was happening on that same day, which was the fact that people were upset that this proclamation came out on what is called Easter, 3/31/24, Easter, but I don't have time to get into that like I want to, so I want to just note that although we don't recognize Easter anymore, we do recognize Resurrection Day in its place, and I can see why those who do celebrate Easter were offended by it, but to me that was also an issue worth discussing as well, but I just don't have time to get into the details of that. So let me refer you to my book, Overcoming Sexual Abuse, okay, because I want to talk about this from the biblical perspective and the spiritual perspective. And this chapter was called Come Out From Among Them. Come Out From Among Them. And I'm reading to you from page 42 of this chapter. And it says, many Christians are exposed to demonic influence by attending worldly events, viewing ungodly shows, and listening to ungodly music. I could also say something like this proclamation would be something that we are being exposed to, all right? It says examples of this include sporting events, movies, plays, and concerts. Again, this proclamation is an example of this, all right? These venues are rampant with demonic influences of all kind, lasciviousness, lustful demons are no exception. This proclamation is complete with lascivious and lustful motives, operandi. My goodness, you talk about codifying something. It's nothing but Satan trying to advance this form of spiritual bondage. You cannot resist satanic influence to sin if you surround yourself and feed your spirit with the very things that will cause you to sin. So stay away from these things. Resist these ideas. Refuse these ideas. Attempt to reach out to those that are bound in these conditions, because that is what it is. It is bondage. Attempt to share the love of Christ and to let them know that there is hope if they don't remain and if they don't go too far. I think that those that have crossed the line are skating on thin ice. Those that have gone as far as to have surgeries, I sadly think that a lot of them will be lost. I have heard stories of some who have still been reached, and they have turned their lives around by the grace of God, and they also oppose this kind of indoctrination. So there is hope, like there is for other sins, if you don't stay too long in them, okay? We have to live in this world, but we are not of this world. One day, real soon, Jesus, Messiah, will make the kingdoms of this world his kingdoms. Until then, we should abstain from worldly influence as much as possible. That's all I could get in for tonight. Get your book, and I'll see y'all next time.
Part of I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones on TogiNet. Ladies, this is your chance to join us for stories of hope and healing from someone who's been there, someone who has fought back from the horrors of incest. Minister Diane's innocence was stolen from her in the land of alcoholism and mental illness, which led to her being emotionally, physically, and sexually abused by her parents. Yet, in spite of the trauma of her early years, she went on to become a successful wife, mother, registered nurse, and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a straight-up show to enlighten and to lighten your load. Don't let the weight of this world or things that happen to you control your life. For more information on Diane and her book, go to her show page here on TogiNet and email her directly. Then, get set to join us here again next Monday night for I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free. With Minister Diane Jones, Monday nights at 10, 9 Central on TogiNet.com.